Thank goodness for houseplants, because without them, gardeners might have a tough time getting through the tough times of winter. When all is iced and frozen outside, it's nice to be able to dig in the dirt, even if it's only a handful thrown into a plastic pot on a windowsill. Today we'll talk about the jade plant, a natural-born houseplant just made for busy people who want a bit of winter greenery but don't want to take on a major houseplant commitment. Jade is related to sedums and succulents, meaning it's a water-retaining plant that is adaptable to surviving in very dry soil conditions. It does this by hoarding water in its thick, fleshy leaves and then parceling the moisture out when needed. Therefore, a jade plant is a lazy indoor gardener's dream because it requires little water, maybe every 2 or 3 weeks, depending on the amount of heat it has to contend with in your home. Be sure the soil in the pot is very dry to the touch, but if the leaves begin to wrinkle, that's a beginning sign of stress and you need to give it a good drink. Most people who have no luck with a jade plant are overwatering it. Be sure to plant it in good potting soil mixed with a little sand to promote good root drainage. If the roots stand in water, the plant will begin to die from within, and the corky branches will rot and eventually fall off the main trunk. You'll notice that I'm using terms like branches and trunks, which are more associated with trees than houseplants, but that's okay because the jade can easily become a tree if given enough time and space. In its native habitat, which is the Cape Town region of South Africa, it can grow as large as 10 feet high and produce white flowers at the branch tips. In Florida and Southern California, where the temperature stays in the range of 50 degrees or above, some people have jade hedgerows in their backyards. We on the high plains must look at the jade as a houseplant, but if you want it to get larger, try giving it a shot of fertilizer and then taking it outside for the summer. Just be sure to give it some protection from intense afternoon sun, as the leaves can scorch if left in direct sunlight for too long. Jades are pretty much pest-free, although the houseplant gardener needs to stay on the lookout for mealybugs. If any are found at the leaf bases, get rid of them with rubbing alcohol and a cotton swab. And give jades an occasional shower bath to keep those water-saving leaves dust-free and efficient. With proper care, a jade plant can live a long life of up to 100 years, and it can produce many offspring by propagating from the leaf bases. Trim the leaves off, let them dry for a few days to seal the cut, and then nestle the leaves in damp, sandy potting soil. Roots and shoots that appear in the near future can be transplanted into small pots. Keeping a jade plant trimmed and tidy is important because if given the right growing conditions, they'll produce multiple branching stems that can become top-heavy to the point of toppling the whole plant. Because of its tree-like qualities and need to be kept in tow, jades make excellent bonsai plants. And next week, we'll take a closer look at this ancient Asian garden art form.